Anyways, welcome to our podcast.
At this point, it's like a rebrand.
Yeah, we're rebranding, guys.
It's been like a year since our last upload. Listener. Yeah.
This is not fondant.
No, it's not.
This is icing. This is icing.
Yeah. But, like...
Oh, this is hard. Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, we are making a shortbread house.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. 1 second, though.
Gloves.
Yeah. We should have a wet washcloth. You should grab the one from the bathroom. We last uploaded a few days over a year ago. We have recorded more episodes since then, but they never got fully edited and uploaded. Because we just never got around to it, because like, we were in school, and we were moving, and then we were in school again. You're in school, I'm working full-time. We never really got around to it, and then we were like, at this point, let's just like, fuck it, let's just like, rebrand entirely at this point.
Where are the gloves?
They should be in that cabinet, the skinny cabinet.
They are not.
Then I think we're out.
We should have 100 gloves.
It was 100 gloves, 50 pair. I don't know, we dye our hair a lot and use gloves for dishes. Where should I get my gloves? Anyway, so we started making a different podcast episode. That included video, which is still gonna be kind of made,
maybe,
where we were making the Sour Patch Kid gingerbread house, but it's actually like shortbread, but my camera ran out of storage, and then my phone ran out of storage, so
we gave up on video.
We gave up on video, so we're gonna finish it in this episode that we're starting. We're gonna mess with it now. And then maybe we'll re-record the ending.
Yeah.
With the final product.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's been a year. Our last episode.
It's been a year. I miss you, Daddy.
Oh my god.
You know that?
Yeah, I do. That's so old.
I know.
Okay, our last episode, I haven't actually listened to our podcast in a while. So yeah. I don't even really remember what we talked about. But our last episode was us playing Subnautica and talking about moving. And now, oh my god, it's a year later. We've lived here for about 6 months now.
Yep.
That's insane. That is insane. It's been crazy. I just realized I'm not doing anything to help. I'm just sitting here talking.
Yeah.
I'm just being
so right now I'm trying to get what it calls fondant. This is not fondant. This is like
it's not.
This is like
it's like if Play-Doh
frosting.
If Play-Doh like and icing had a baby.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like Play-Doh and royal icing.
This is as thin as it's getting.
And that looks
it's like as thick as like my pinky.
That looks like a witch's finger. Have you heard this? Like this? Do you know the kid story about the green witch finger?
No.
Oh my god! Maybe that was like a. Okay, I don't want to dox myself, but like, oh my god! It was like this store that was like so famous in like my elementary school. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to get it thin.
Okay.
So it will be lights for the Christmas lights.
Well, oh yeah, on the box art, the fondant is rolled out super thin like a wire.
Yeah.
Because there's like candy lights and candy trees. Oh my god, our gingerbread, Sour Patch gingerbread kit didn't come with Sour Patch Kids like it said it did on the box. The box said it came with 2 bags of Sour Patch Kids.
It
did not come with any.
So we're using Goldfish instead.
We're using Flavor Blast and Goldfish instead of gingerbread kids. You guys should check out the video on our YouTube because...
Have some ASMR of me pouring out this candy right now. Sorry, y'all.
That's okay. They'll live. You guys should check out the video because it really is a disaster. So much goes on. Half of it's not even recorded because we didn't even realize that our shit turned off.
Oh my god. Yeah.
So it's a lot. Anyway. Yeah. A lot happened.
We started talking about a movie that we really like called Those Afraid. It's an A24 film. Mm-hmm. Stars Joaquin Phoenix. Came out last year, 2023.
Yeah. Last year. So much has happened, and it's only the 14th.
I know. Oh, my God.
Ooh, those are not as hard as I thought.
Yeah. Ooh. The candies.
They're sour. Yay. Oh, my. It's Sour Patch Kids, but, like, yeah, I have eaten so much just, like, straight sugar.
Yeah, you've had a lot of this candy.
I've had so much.
All right, let's see if the candy lights fall out of the fondant.
I've had so many. So-called
fondant.
Baking chocolates. Mm-hmm. Just, like, because they're just, like, in little... We have baking chocolates. They're not from the kit. Oh, wow. That's working really well. Oh, this is... Oh. That's so nice.
Yep. Ready? Watch this. I'm putting melted chocolate.
Melted baking chocolate. Don't call it chocolate. It's baking chocolate.
Baking chocolate.
Not the same thing.
It's chocolate, you know?
It's almost like almond bark.
Yeah.
And it's also pink, light pink, so it looks like processed meat.
Yeah.
I
think it's wonderful. I think this is looking great.
It looks... Our house is, like, smothered in it. It's like a flesh house at this point.
This is so terrible. I love it so much.
It looks really...
Yeah,
it does.
Oh,
God, the fish.
Goldfish time. Time to...
We should find a way to patch this giant hole in the roof.
Fucking how?
And then put goldfish on there.
Okay.
I don't know how. I said somehow.
Ready? I'm gonna take the rest of log. This shitty fondant.
Wait, I wanna taste it.
You can roll that one out. I'm gonna start decorating these goldfish. And by decorating, I mean...
I was so...
Making them all bloody with the red chocolate that's included.
Oh my God, and I'm... Okay. I want to tell them about our last gingerbread house.
Yes.
We have decorated one gingerbread house together before. And that was really fun.
Damn, that worked so well. I tried to make an X on its eye. It's just a blob. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we last made our last gingerbread house we did together. We made into a murder scene. We made it into a murder scene, and it was funny.
This one kind of looks like an X.
Oh yeah, it does. That one turned out good. And this is so thick. And it was fun. We were just like fucking high schoolers, so we made a murder scene. I mean, we're doing it now again as adults. So
this one looks like a face. Really.
Yeah.
Gross face, but yeah.
And anyways, and, like, show my grandma. She thought it was hilarious. Just so happened, like, earlier that month, I had a neighbor. I had this elderly neighbor. She was this really nice neighbor. But, I'm sorry, I'm shifting this gingerbread house by trying to fill this. Hey, it works, though. I did it. Mm-hmm. I patched up the roof.
Some of these goldfish have holes in them, so I'm filling them with this...
They're like zombies.
Frosting. Yeah.
We had this elderly neighbor, and this was the middle of winter. I think it was like January. Yeah. Or maybe I talked about this. Maybe we talked about this already. Who knows? All right, my neighbor. So it was like winter, and my neighbor goes out. She's always, every time it snows, she's always like the first person to shovel her driveway, or snowball. No, she shovels. This elderly woman, she always shovels her driveway, like, first. As soon as it stops snowing, she's out there shoveling.
Yeah. And it's a fairly big driveway, too.
Yeah, she's, like, one of the best houses on the block. Like, it was a big driveway. She went out and she must have had, like, a brain aneurysm, or her heart gave out when she was shoveling, and she died in her driveway. But no one found her or knew, because she got buried in the snow. So she was out there for, like, they think, like, a week before anyone noticed. But her They think that she was already, it had already started before she had, like, went outside because her door was left open.
Mm-hmm.
And all the lights were off in her house.
Like, a very dark thing to happen.
It was a very dark thing to happen, but, like...
And then your grandma...
My grandma...
Because our gingerbread house was, like, a haunted mansion.
Yeah.
It was, like, there was a murder scene in one of the rooms.
Yeah, we made an open-top gingerbread house with multiple rooms inside.
Yeah.
And we made, like, each room was, like, a different, like, scene. And then we were on a FaceTime with my grandma, and I showed it to her, and she was like, oh, is that your neighbor Nancy?
Who just died?
And we were like, Grandma, what? Grandma.
You can't be saying that.
And oh my god, it was like, have some empathy. Like this, oh my god.
Like this elderly woman your age.
Yeah, I was like, Grandma, this is gonna be you. Cause like, no, cause Nancy, she lived alone. She lived totally alone. And there's like no one, like, it's super unfortunate what happened. But I kind of see how it happened because like there's no one there. But like my grandma also lives alone, and
I can't wait for this to
totally
be the,
alone.
Sorry, short okay. interruption. I can't wait for this to be the picture for our for our podcast.
Oh my god, this house.
Yeah,
this house is insane. So I'm just like talking while Eddie's decorating, but I'm watching and it's something for sure. That's gonna fall. Oh, oh my god. This is insane.
Oh my god.
This is a lot.
Wowzers, guys.
But like, yeah, it's...
This is an A24. This shortbread house is an A24 film in of itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, back to my grandma though. She also, in that same video call, she talked about how her friend, one of her friends / coworker, she works at a museum. She works at the front desk at a museum. She also talked about how one of her friends / coworkers has multiple dead dogs in her freezer.
Oh my god, I remember that.
Yeah, because...
Your grandma is...
My grandma has strange wow. friends. My grandma has strange... My grandma is a normal person. She just... My grandma is a mostly
Is your
normal...
grandma a normal person?
My
is
grandma
this,
is a mostly
Is this the biker
normal.
Grandma?
No.
This is... Okay.
This is my mom's mom.
Okay.
My biker... The biker grandma is my dad's mom.
Yeah.
My dad's a biker. This is my mom's mom.
I see.
No, my grandma is a mostly normal grandma. She just has really strange friends.
Yeah.
It's... I love candy.
So real.
I like that these aren't super hard.
Do you think these ones I'm putting on right now are gonna stay on?
No. Maybe if it dries. Like the gel.
Mm-hmm.
This is... I'm gonna be so sick tomorrow.
From eating this much candy?
From eating this much pure sugar. Yeah, I have work tomorrow, so it's gonna be great. Okay, he put, like, gel stuff on the tops of, like, the roof. He's just, like, pressing the candy lights on now. Like, he was putting them on individually, and he just started pressing, throwing that shit on. That looks great.
Thank you. Oh, I'm trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ooh, taste this. It's, like...
Another flavor. This one's lime. The other one's red berry.
Red berry, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's good. I really like that.
We should talk about the apocalypse.
Is this our apocalypse house?
Yeah, this is our apocalypse house. The house that we're building right now.
Ooh, this is good. What's your, like apocalypse plan?
Well, let's describe... the apocalypse first. Like,
ooh,
what kind
okay.
of apocalypse do we want to talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, okay. How we prep for the apocalypse really depends on the type of apocalypse.
Exactly.
Okay, well, what kind of apocalypse is it?
I feel like our two, like, best classic options are probably either zombie apocalypse or capitalism apocalypse.
Okay, I have two more suggestions.
Yeah.
Nature apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And nuclear fallout.
What if, hear me out, we combined those last three. So the capitalists take over. Mm-hmm. Everything gets nuked. Mm-hmm. And then nature takes over.
Okay.
Hmm. That's the apocalypse we're prepping for.
Okay. Oh, God. I have...
yeah?
I'm better suited for the zombie apocalypse. Honestly.
That one's more realistic, so let's talk about the zombie one.
The zombie one's more realistic?
No. No.
Oh, okay. I was
the
so confused.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
Nukes and nature. Mm-hmm. That's a lot more likely to happen than zombies.
So which one are we talking about?
Zombies. Let's talk about zombies. What kind of zombies do we have? Mm. What's the most realistic zombie thing? I think, in my opinion, would be like one that transfers species. So like, you know, there's like the deer that it's like a brain parasite.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
it makes them like go crazy and they'll mm-hmm. like try and stand like humans, or they'll yeah. like bash their heads into trees
yeah,
repeatedly.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Walk like, in circles for days.
I haven't
days.
Seen it, but like I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of God. Thing. Oh. And then what if it mutated and moved into like humans? Like that kind of
That's
thing.
That's fucking insane. Okay, how does it spread? How does it spread? Like, is it like airborne? Is it bloodborne? Is it,
I'd say probably mostly through meat.
Meat, ooh, okay. Like if you eat an infected animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so probably first so like, came about
like beef.
Like
cows, pigs, that kind of thing, like livestock animals.
So it's probably first from like hunting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vegetarian.
Let's go.
Woohoo.
Yeah, that's how we survived the initial thing, is because we're freaking vegetarian.
Yay. Alright, cool. We're good. Done.
Right, but now we have to survive the actual zombies.
I know.
So we're vegetarians, so we'd be... I didn't even think of that until you said it.
Well, we're veggie-based. We're not great at it. I think if I did eat meat, I would... I absolutely reserve it to, like, beef, jerky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I emphasized beef. I meant to say jerky.
Just jerkies, yeah.
Jerkies in general. Like dried meat. Dried, cured meats. Old stuff. That predates the virus. If I can find like non-perishables like that, absolutely. I mean, obviously non-perishables. Oh my god, I used to be so obsessed with zombie prep and stuff. You good?
Pardon me.
Yeah, no, for real. I used to be so obsessed with zombie prep and all that shit. I have, I was like really, oh, okay, not even zombie prep. I used to be really into like outdoor survival.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, so into outdoor survival as a kid. Like, it's so lame. I was so into the Hatchet books.
Oh, my God,
when I was
younger.
I was like, oh, my God, me. That's me. I want to be Brian. Put me on an island. Fly me out. Crash my plane. Give me a hatchet. Yeah. I want to live in the woods. I was like, put me out there. I'd be so good at this. Like, no, bitch. You die. You're 11. But
you're
I was
so, real
so into it. And, like, oh, my God. And then my parents would take me camping, and I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I hate camping. I hate camping. I hate camping. I hate mosquitoes. That's what I hate. I hate mosquitoes, and I'm scared of ticks. I'm terrified of illness.
Yeah.
So, like a minor germaphobe. But, like, I was so obsessed with, like, outdoor survival. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would do me well.
Can I interject?
Yes, absolutely, please.
I have a lot more experience in, like, wilderness stuff than you do, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I was just, like, into learning about it. I never had much hands-on experience. I was just, like, obsessed with it from afar.
Yeah, my mom is very, like, I know how to, like, tend like crops and stuff like that. My grandparents
mm-hmm. I did a lot of gardening as a kid, but I'm
but like I like specifically like edible foods
yeah.
like
I know,
is what
I...
yeah
mm-hmm.
And then I also have done, like, a lot of camping. And my family did this thing called the SCA, which is an acronym for the Society of Creative Anachronisms.
This is so cool.
It's really fun, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's, like, LARPing, like, live-action role-play, but historically accurate, mm-hmm. or as close as you can get. So it's not, like, fantasy-based. It's, like, historic-based, you know? So my mom has the highest degree you can get in... costume design for theater, and she specialized in historical costuming, which is really awesome. So we would have, like, good clothes and stuff like that, and my mom had a lot of knowledge about, like, history and that kind of thing. So we did that. So that would include, like, just living out in the wild for, like, weekends at a time. There's like, multi-week long thing called, like, Penzic and stuff like that, which is, like, a big war. And there's different kingdoms, like, all around. There's, like, Artemisia, which is, like, the, like, Wyoming and that kind of area. There's North Shield, which is, like, Minnesota, a bit of Canada, I think. Like, stuff like that, which I think is pretty cool. So, I would have... Yeah, I'm good with, like, the nature stuff.
That's sick. Yeah, you can take care of that.
Yeah. We also are both very, I feel like, crafty and creative.
Yeah, I love scavenging.
We'd have a lot of fun with that. So I think kind of our plan would definitely be to get away from a populated area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, like, first scavenge a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
And then get the fuck out.
Yeah. How would we plan to fight these zombies? Because if they become, like, cannibalistic, like most zombies.
Okay. Well, yeah. If they're cannibalistic, definitely work on, like... I feel like if we were both able to, like, stay together alive...
Yeah.
We'd be able to be pretty good, like, on a isolated, self-sustaining area.
Yeah.
So, like, if we had a pretty good defense... And we were able to, like, keep them away from us without having to, like, actively fight them.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd be pretty good.
Yeah. For sure. And obviously, like, it's a lot more complicated than...
yeah.
What we can include in, like, one podcast episode.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could go on for hours and get really specific.
Write The Walking Dead in an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we would definitely get away from cities. Depending on how long... we lived, we would definitely have to start considering, like, how nature is changing, because it would obviously start to overtake again. Mm-hmm. What is the lifespan of a zombie? Like, how long can it last?
Yeah.
Before it runs out of fuel from the host body.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would probably start moving to other animals, so we'd have to be careful about that. And then it would change into more of, like, a Wilder Girls situation.
Oh, God, yeah. That's...
It's a really good book.
It is a really good book.
I don't know. We heard something crash, and we can't see the cat. So, she did something.
But was it a crash? Or was it... Oh, no, she's just on your... She's drinking the water on your desk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. The jump's not... It was just her jumping onto your chair.
Okay.
We're good.
That's fine, then.
Everything's okay. Yeah. She's not breaking... the blinds. She's mm-hmm. broken every set of blinds in our apartment.
Anyways, back to the zombies.
Whatever.
We'd also have to eventually have to worry about, like, what happens to man-made things, like, you know, like, all the fossil fuel plants and like, mass industry, and what effect that'll have when it's no longer maintained. So we'd really have to know where we were.
Are we... Well... Yeah, and then at that point, are we still going to be alive
right,
by the
exactly.
time that actually takes effect?
Well, I mean, because we'll start seeing stuff within a couple of years.
Well, yeah, but, like, how long are we going to last?
Right, exactly. How long would anyone, like, actually last in that situation?
I know. How, like...
Like, sure, there might be, like, a couple communities around, mm-hmm. but if it's, like... It would be, like, a pandemic, quote unquote, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, if it was that easily, like, spreadable, like, if a lot of, like, zombie, like, anything, mm-hmm. media, I guess, there's, like, such a high rate of becoming mm-hmm. one that it would become practically impossible. Like, and it would obviously mutate.
Yeah.
And, like, it, what if it spread to non-meats? You know, what if it spread to...
What if it spread to, like, vegetables?
What if
like,
it spread to... Right. Or if airborne. It... Airborne. Yeah. If it becomes, like, airborne or waterborne after...
Or, like...
Getting to humans.
Get spores.
Right. Like, it really depends on what it would actually be. Like, because a brain parasite is obviously going to be very different from, like... a fungal infection, mm-hmm. which is another big one for zombies. Oh my gosh, the cat is here. Hello, cat.
Yeah, she's a
baby. Do you like our little gingerbread house? Do you like it?
Is it beautiful, baby girl?
Does
she love?
She's running away. She hates it. She hates us.
She thinks it's shit.
Damn.
Okay.
Not surprised.
I have chapstick over there.
I think your chapstick got moved to that table.
Oh no. No, bruh.
Nor. Yeah. I wonder how quickly things like government and stuff... I'm literally looking at the chapstick right now. It's right there. By the hair clip.
Right.
You're so good at finding things. You're welcome. Like, how quickly would government shut down and that kind of thing? There's just so many aspects.
She's gonna jump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just so many aspects to it. It's hard to, like, actually plan it, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Because you never know what's going to happen next.
There's so many things that are impossible to predict.
Yeah.
That can change everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Every decision could change the fate of everything.
Right. Which is, like, why I feel like actual apocalypse prep is...
Impossible.
Kind of, like, looked down upon.
Yeah.
You know? Just because... I don't know if you could, like, accurately prep.
Yeah,
you for never... something, like, on such an individual level, you know?
You can't prep for something that's so impossible to predict.
Yeah. But,
I mean,
like...
you could try.
You can try.
Sure try. But, like, it's never gonna be good enough or perfect.
Right. Like, there's always gonna be something that goes wrong. That you could...
You're always gonna run out of something.
Yeah. Exactly. But, like, if you're talking about, like, total fiction...
Yeah.
You know, like, if I said, oh, in the Walking Dead universe, or mm-hmm. in the Last of Us universe, you know, you can mm-hmm. write yourself into something like that, or you can make your own universe, but then you have total control over it, so you can accurately plan.
If you know the plot of this whole series... How would you prep?
Right, exactly.
Then you could be, like, you the master of everything.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah.
It's like, are people, like, in the impossible situation that a zombie apocalypse did actually happen,
mm-hmm.
Would those people who love that kind of fiction survive any better than a regular person?
Maybe.
Maybe. But also...
Probably not.
How will they... I feel like you'll be able to accept the reality less. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
If I... Because I really do... I love, like, dystopian fiction. I love, like, apocalypse stuff. It's really fun to read and understand from an outside perspective. But with my understanding of that... How well would I actually be able to translate, like, the functionality of my actions into real life? I don't think I would be able to do that very well if I was so focused on the fiction I had consumed.
Mm-hmm. Like, just because I read Hatchet doesn't mean I can survive in the wild.
Right. You know, and there's the people who try, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's I don't remember the author's name, but he, I don't know, wrote some, like, wilderness books, like, I'm gonna live in the wilderness or whatever. And then he claimed he was doing that and, like, living in the wilderness. And then people found out he was living in, like...
glamping.
Yeah, he was, like, living in a cabin with electricity, like, and, like, would go into town for food and bullshit. That kind of stuff. And it's like, you're not surviving in the wilderness, though. Yeah. You're living in a functional cabin with all of the necessities.
Yeah, you have a cabin out of town.
Yeah.
That's
so, not living in the wilderness.
Yeah. What's that fucking... the guy we talked about in class.
Oh my god, yeah. A book about in him. High school.
And they just made a movie about him.
Just made? I'm pretty sure the movie's like 20 years old.
Oh my... yeah, they didn't just make... right. I just saw a thing about it.
He lived on a bus.
Yeah.
He was... didn't he, like, run away from home or something?
Yeah, he just...
and to, like, Alaska. Yeah. And then he tried to live in a bus that they used for, like, forest rangers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As, like, a little station. But it was abandoned, and he tried to live in it, but didn't survive very long. He was like, I'm gonna go trek through the wilderness and be super cool and stuff. And he brought, like...
he kept, like, a diary.
Yeah, he kept a diary. And...
it's so...
it's based off of, like, a real person.
Yeah, it's a real thing that happened.
Like, a real thing that happened. Yeah.
It's a lot. It's so... it's a lot. It's... I can't... so much happens. Oh, God. I don't even know how to describe it. I also...
he's, like, not... super far away from the city, though, even.
I know, yeah. He's actually really close to the city.
And by, like, really close, I mean, like, it was about 10 miles to, I think, the highway.
It's like...
and then max another 10 miles into the city.
Yeah, it's
but
so
because it was Alaska during the winter, and he was living out of a bus, and he hitchhiked his way there, so he didn't have reliable transportation. So he was stuck in the bus because he didn't prep for an Alaska winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he prepped a shit ton of, like, what was it? I think it was rice. And then had to abandon the majority of it because he couldn't carry it that far. Because, like I said, he was hitchhiking, and that was, like, the main thing he brought was just rice.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
He was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, also, the map he had was outdated. The map of the area was outdated.
Yeah, his map was outdated.
And if it was updated, he would have figured out that...
that there was a cabin!
Yeah.
There was cabins closer to him than the highway.
Yeah.
In, like, the opposite direction.
And, like, he wasn't stuck on this one side of the river like he thought he was.
Yeah.
And it's, like...
so, it was just... because he had...
if he had prepped better...
yeah, because...
so much would have been different.
Yeah.
It's like...
it's... and that's what I feel like people who... like, obsess over this, like, fiction...
mm-hmm.
I feel like they wouldn't take it seriously enough.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I wouldn't be able to take... like, I'd be like, oh my god, a zombie apocalypse. You know?
Yeah.
Or, oh my god... living in the wilderness.
Oh my god, I know exactly what to do. I got this.
I know exactly what to do. And I know better than this guy who hitchhiked to the Alaska, to the middle of Alaska and lived in a bus. Like, I could do better than that. But, like, realistically, how much better?
Yeah.
How much better? How long could I actually last? Yeah.
No, like, seriously. Like, I give myself, I'm like, oh, I could totally do that. Like, even, like, watching, like, the Great British Bake Off, I'm like, I could totally do this. They're messing up their choux pastry so much. Like,
it's called Into the Wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Into the Wild, like, by John Krakauer.
Yeah, but who's the guy?
Christopher Johnson McCandless?
McCandless.
Yeah. 1968 to 1992 is when he was alive.
Yeah, Christopher McCandless.
Yeah. The book was adapted into a film in 2007, and the book was released in 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher McCandless.
And he also used a bunch of, like, aliases and stuff.
Yeah, what was his, like, most famous one?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's funny, though.
Yeah. It was, like...
Something superstar.
It was, like, something really stupid and very obvious that it wasn't his actual name.
Yeah, it's really funny. I'm just eating the goldfish now.
Yeah,
I they're good. Goldfish. The goldfish are really good. I love goldfish. Mm. Realistically,
oh my god.
I can't even...
It would be like we're domesticated cats returning to the wild.
Oh my god, you're right. I can't even pack for, like, a road trip properly.
Yeah.
I'm always forgetting something. I can't... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forget my key fob when I go to work.
Yeah.
And you can't even, like, get into the building. Well, yeah.
Oh my god. I forgot to put the...
The fake snow!
The fake snow on the house.
Oh my god, wait. Okay.
It's like the Sour Patch, like, coating on the outside.
It's like, it's sour sugar.
Is what they call it on the package.
I'm spreading it on top. I'm sorry.
Why? There's a layer of stuff under there, and that's still, like...
For snow.
Tacky.
Okay, where do you want it?
I don't care.
I took it off. Where do you want... Where do you want it?
I don't know. I was just gonna sprinkle this on top.
Okay.
Like this.
It's also not that tacky, but... Wait, what were we talking about? Forgot.
Wilderness stuff. And, like, the book and stuff. Mm-hmm. Into the Wild. That kind of thing. This is a cabin in the woods in winter. That's what this is.
It looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you putting snow inside?
Because the door's open.
Nancy? Should send this to my grandma.
You should. Oh my god, you should.
I will. She's gonna love it.
Oh my god.
I texted her earlier today and she hasn't responded.
Oh.
Well, she sends me letters all the time.
I know.
My grandma sends me like a letter a week. And it's...
I think it's cute.
It is cute. Because I'm like... Yeah.
Like, since we out from our parents, you've been getting, like, letters.
Oh, yeah. She only has often. Three members. She only has three family members. Well, she has... Well, I mean, she has more family members, but, like...
Yeah.
She has three, like, young and spry family members. And that's me, my mom, and my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I want to taste this sugar.
Go for it.
Have you had it? Tried it? Want to try it with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a... That is my meth rock.
Oh my god.
I was about to say...
Oh yeah, like... it's like really clumpy
yeah,
and
they're
stuff.
Like, I was about to say, it looks like rock, like crystals of meth. Cheers.
Okay.
Oh, that's more sour than I thought it would be.
Oh wow, yeah.
Oh. Ooh. That is straight citric acid.
Oh wow.
Oh. Ooh, I love this. Ooh. Ooh. I am so happy.
Oh, it's in my teeth because there was goldfish that chewed up goldfish in my teeth.
Drink
so
water.
It's sticking to it.
We have a paper towel. Okay. There's a
water bottle.
Washcloth.
Oh my gosh. That was great. That was more sour than citric acid.
Well, there is another kind of acid, but I don't remember what it's called.
Oh god. It's candy. Sugar. Tartaric acid.
I knew it started with a T. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sugar and tartaric acid.
Mm-hmm.
What more?
Real. All right. Yeah. What should we talk about now?
I don't know. 42 minutes.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that is quite something. He's putting the very, very sweet, shitty icing from the thing and just rolling it around in the tartaric acid.
Yeah. Well, I gotta
this is,
get all of it.
Wow.
It's gonna be good, I think.
Mm-hmm. You're just making a mess now.
Yeah, that's okay.
You sounded so disappointed.
Well, that's good. I said it's okay that we're making a mess. We can clean.
Okay.
Ooh, that's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. It's almost fruity. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, you know what I think we should talk about? Hmm. I think we should talk about things we do know a lot about.
Like what?
Like your website. You have a website.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically just a series of essays on random topics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty fantabulous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hold on, I'm licking the icing off my hand.
Yeah, I know. They don't, but I know.
Yeah.
It's called In Query.
Yeah. In Queer I.
Yeah.
Because
I-N-Q-U-E-E-R-I, In Query.
God, this is a mess.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Is it?
Huh?
Can you just look it up?
I don't know. I haven't tried just searching it in Query.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also the name of a miniseries. I didn't know that when I made that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like the main thing showing up.
Yeah. If you look up InQuery Google site, it might.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, yeah. I do have a website.
Editor's note. Since recording this, I have transferred my website to a new host, and I now have the official InQuery.com domain name.
Yeah. Some of the topics included are conspiracy theories. The concept that dragons are possibly insects.
I love the conspiracy theories one.
The conspiracy theories one is great.
We should have a whole episode about that.
Yeah, we should. There's an essay on the evolution of multiple animals. Multiple just random animals evolving into like crabs, basically. There's one on geologic timescale, the disastrous production of Carrie. Is that,
Carrie, the, musical.
The musical of it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one on tardigrades, one on sleep paralysis.
Yep.
Synesthesia, cryonics, mm-hmm. Biurnal beats, what the hell? How do you say
that? Biannual beats? Oh, wait, which one?
Is that supposed to say biannual?
Oh, I think it's supposed to say biannual. Wait, click on it. I think it's supposed to say biannual. Yeah, it's biannual. I made a typo.
Okay.
In the menu.
Biannual
beats.
The Booba and Kiki effect.
I love Booba and Kiki. Sorry, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. The placebo effect. Hikikikomori.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on ASMR, which I think is pretty interesting. On phantom limb syndrome. The uncanny valley. British opium tea.
Mm-hmm.
Snail fish.
British opium tea makes me pissed off, by the way. Sorry.
It does. Agnosia.
Mm-hmm.
The Monty Hall problem.
Mm-hmm.
How 9/11 led to 50 Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of my favorite
That's
ones.
That's one of my favorites, too.
The placebo effect.
Mm-hmm.
Effect.
Mm-hmm.
How centaurs could work in our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Datura. Carmilla, the lesbian vampire.
Predated Dracula.
Yep. Danger music.
Mm-hmm.
How the zombie apocalypse could actually happen, which is something we talked
about.
Yeah, which
is something we talked about.
The Red Forest of Chernobyl.
Yep.
Long string instrument. Mm. The earth harp. Deep cello-centric orchestral music.
Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I can tell.
After I saw a orchestra concert.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, I love having autism.
The extinction of carrier pigeons. History of the Garfield comics.
Oh, that has a drop down actually to Garfield Garfield mugs.
Yeah.
Toxic Garfield mugs.
Yeah. Weezer, careful. Which has fun facts and then all of their albums.
Yeah, I have this website started as a Weezer fan website,
mm-hmm.
where it would have a page for every album that had all of their songs and then a fun facts page. Mm-hmm. And then it developed into where I just write about everything I kind of found interesting. Like, I would just get really into something, and then as soon as I finished, I kind of, like, forgot all about it.
Yeah.
It was like...
You've got it in words, so you can read it anytime, so you don't need to store it in your brain.
Yeah. It's like, this is my online memory.
Yeah.
So I don't have to actually remember it.
This is
my mind palace.
Yeah. We are just definitely autistic.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, this is wonderful. I love anyway. It so much. There's one on free reed instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Like the jaw harp, the juice harp, the mouth harp. Oh, this is all.
That's all one.
This is all one thing.
Yeah, there's more.
The accordion, the concertina, harmonica, pump organ. Mm. Yeah. What else? The cat organ.
Mm-hmm. That has a drop down as well.
On the Meowsic keyboard.
Yeah, the cat organ inspired the Meowsic keyboard, which is actually an organ made of cats, like actual live cats. You should look it up. It's fucking insane.
Yeah. There's a thing on what music genre rats prefer. How to partially unboil an egg. Mm-hmm. The Apollo 11 missing tapes. The Umbrella Man. Supernova Remnant G1 9+0.3. The Baltic Sea Anomaly, which I really like that one. Mm-hmm. The Thorn and Zaitkow object.
It's a space thing.
Yeah. Pigeons and the World of Fine Art.
They could tell different artists apart.
Yeah. Mayhem.
The band. We saw them in concert.
Yes, we did. That was so fun. Mm-hmm. And the Ophthalmosaurus.
My favorite. My favorite, technically not dinosaur, because it was an aquatic creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just, like, a full essay for each of these
and
things.
And on the... Well, except for the conspiracy theory page is a bunch of short little, like, two paragraphs average... thing. Yeah. And then on the welcome page there is a suggestion box mm-hmm. button, and I'm going to make an option where anyone can give or like I don't know not like give but like they can write their own submission if they would like submit their own article
because
I just think that'd be really fun,
you know. I can't find it just through Google, so we should fix that.
Well, it's because it's not popular and no one knows about it.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't Google it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could put a link to it in the description for that episode.
I'll link to it in this description.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really wonderful, though.
I am thinking about...
Wasn't I going to write something for it? What was I going to write about?
I don't remember. You're going to write about bug protein.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about changing the, transferring the website to a different host, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. That's a project for another time.
Yeah.
I think I need to
pull up the page on the zombie apocalypse and see what you wrote about.
Okay. I don't really remember that much. This page was mainly like when I was in high school. I did it.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since it's been updated and upkept. It needs a revamp.
Needs to be edited, reviewed, like...
Yeah, I did these... I didn't edit any of these.
Yeah.
None of this was edited. It was just me, like, writing shit, not reading it, and then posting it.
Ooh, you talk about rabies, actually.
I love rabies.
Yeah. How it affects the brain and causes aggressive behavior in affected animals.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that it's theoretically possible that a mutation could make humans have the same effects if they got infected, because it doesn't have the same results if a human gets, like, quote-unquote infected. You also talk about biological weapons designed to cause zombie-like behavior.
Genuinely thought for like the longest time that rabies did make people act like that.
Mm-hmm. Real.
Until like
researching this.
Making this.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you talk about how like places like the United States and the Soviet Union did research on biological weapons that they were trying to make cause behavioral changes. And it's now banned by international law.
Oh yeah. Do you know what we should talk about?
What?
I forgot what it's called, but that one. Oh, the Stanford Prison Project.
Oh yeah.
This is so random, but I just thought of that. I just remembered it. It's so messed up.
Yeah. Stick around for next week's episode, or next, I don't know if we're going to do
next episode.
The next episode about the Stanford Prison Experiment.
If that's what we end up doing it about.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, we'll decide whenever we next record, if we remember.
I'll remember.
Next year.
Next year. Yeah.
Next January. See ya. Yeah.
No. We're going to try
to do a schedule, maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Cheshka's just right here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, welcome to the new revamp of our podcast.
Yeah.
We're changing the name.
We are
changing the name. Should we announce it? I mean, people will see.
It's been changed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for listening to this episode of,
this has been None of Your Business.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.